those of you who have covered sports in Missouri for 20 years or more probably already know that I have a long history with the Rams and their being in St. Louis. When I was Attorney General, the threat of a lawsuit by the state of Missouri against the NFL was one of the driving factors that enabled Georgia Frontier to move the Rams to St. Louis back in 1995. And before that, as a state senator, I voted to create the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority and for the legislation that authorized the authority to raise funds for constructing the convention and sports facility that is now the America Center Convention Complex, including the Dome. For 20 NFL seasons, including two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl championship, the St. Louis Rams have been a big part of the sports culture of a city that is a great sports town. And it's been important for our family, too. I mean, that Super Bowl in Atlanta, I was there with my two sons, my father, my sister. It was one of the iconic sports moments in our lives, and I think a lot of other Rams fans feel that same way. But it's important. I mean, this is a big part of our sports culture here in a city that is a great sports town. Make no mistake about it, St. Louis is an NFL city, and that's an important year-round, not just on Sunday, our Sunday afternoons, our Monday nights, or Thursdays from September through January. Being an NFL city is a matter of civic and state pride and one of international significance. As we worked over the past 6 years to expand Missouri's brand worldwide, I can tell you that having an NFL city, and especially having two as we do in Missouri, is a huge advantage. An NFL team in St. Louis sends a clear signal that this city is a worldwide player and sets it in a special class when it comes to the competitive global marketplace. The economic impact of the Rams team in St. Louis extends long beyond Sunday afternoon and sends a clear signal that this city is a worldwide player. And there's another significant continuing interest in the state of Missouri has in St. Louis being home to an NFL team, and that's the longstanding partnership the state has with the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County through the financing agreement for the Dome. Over the past few years, there's been significant interest in the future of this facility in St. Louis. As I have always said, I'm committed to ensuring that St. Louis can remain an NFL city. But at the same time, we need to ensure that taxpayers are protected and that private investment is a primary component of any proposal for NFL facilities in the St. Louis area. So today, I'm announcing that I have tapped former Anheuser-Busch President Dave Peacock and Clayton attorney Bob Blitz to work over the next 60 days to analyze the current situation and present options to ensure that St. Louis can remain an NFL city for years to come. I'll discuss why this time frame is important in just a minute. I'm confident that these two civic leaders and outstanding Missourians can explore options and paths forward that would protect taxpayers and ensure private investment. David Peacock has significant experience in matters related to the NFL, including serving as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Advisory Board, and brings a wealth of expertise and a network of contacts regionally and nationally that will aid in this endeavor. When he served as the president of Anheuser-Busch, Dave was responsible for AB's commercial success and for managing U.S. operations for the company. Significantly, he worked directly with the NFL on advertising and marketing matters. He's also been a community leader as chairman of the St. Louis Sports Commission and has served on the boards of the United Way, Boy Scouts, American Red Cross, and many other prominent organizations. Bob Blitz is an outstanding attorney who is known as a tough and zealous advocate. Bob was part of the legal team that helped bring the Rams to St. Louis 20 years ago, and he brings a wealth of personal experience and insight to this team. He's a founding member of one of the area's premier law firms, Blitz, Barge, and Deutsch, and is legal counsel to the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, as well as being a former member of the authority. I've asked these eminently qualified civic leaders to analyze the current situation and provide me within 60 days a briefing that lays out our possible options. By completing their work within this timeline, we will be in a position to communicate with the Rams in advance of January 28th. That January 28th date is significant because it is the deadline the Rams have set to provide notice of their intent to convert their current lease of the Edward Jones Dome to a year-to-year lease. Working together, I'm confident that Bob and Dave will be able to put together sound recommendations for our considerations. With that, I'll be glad now to take any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the digit 1. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment. And we'll take our first question from Nick Wagoner with ESPN.
Governor, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.
I'm curious if you've had any recent conversations with Stan Kroenke, and if so, can you characterize how receptive he's been to having discussions with you and your task force?
Well, we've remained in good communication throughout all of this, obviously, with everybody. Everybody knows that. I'm not going to characterize any conversations we have now. The today's notice is to say that these two leaders are going to be in place to bring to me specific options on a solid path forward. I'm confident they will be reaching out to a number of folks over the next days in a pretty much more intense fashion, a proactive fashion, along the parameters of what I outlined. But I'm not going to be characterizing any discussions that I or any of my staff in the governor's office has had with the Rams organization, or the NFL.
And next we'll move to Brian Kelly with KMOX Radio.
Yeah, Governor, there's some speculation that this may be too little too late. Can you address those concerns?
You know, we obviously feel that this is the right thing to do at this time. And with the January 28th date up for the option, we thought it was important to make sure that prior to the time that they set to make a determination as to whether or not they would avail themselves of the potential of a year-to-year lease, that I had in front of me options of what we could do. I think that the timing of this is both appropriate and timely. No, we look forward to hearing from these folks, and I am confident they'll be working real hard to make sure that we are positioned well for the future.
And next we'll move on to Brian Felt with St. Louis Business Journal.
Hi, I'm wondering how long both Dave Peacock and Bob Blitz have been working on this effort. It's my understanding that at least Dave Peacock had been working for several weeks, long hours to put a situation in place. Can you speak on that at all?
Well, I mean, I've obviously had discussions with them over the last few weeks, obviously even longer than that on some, just because they're the. I mean, when you step back and look at this, if you were going to find two people that needed to head this up, these are the two people. I mean, seriously, I mean, David was president of Anheuser-Busch and dealt directly with the NFL. Since his retirement, he's got some time. He knows all of the civic leaders. He knows the players. He's worked with them. He's got a national and, quite frankly, international perspective. And then Bob, who not only as somebody who's been involved in the RSA, but also somebody that was there at the very beginning on the negotiations and drafting of things, is literally more knowledgeable than anybody about the details. So, sure, I've talked to these folks and sought their counsel. And I think that the best path forward for us, I mean, I've got a lot of things I do as governor. I thought the best thing was to appoint these two obvious, important, eminent leaders to chart a specific, doable path forward that balanced the issues that I laid out earlier in my comments. And certainly, we've been talking about this for some period of time, but I thought today was a good time to formalize it with that Jan 28 date coming. I thought it was important for us to be in a position be on offense prior to that 28th deadline.
And next we'll move on to Randy Carricker with 101 ESPN Radio St. Louis.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
You talked earlier about protecting the taxpayers. Can you talk about the state's willingness or lack of willingness to participate in helping fund a new facility for the Rams?
Well, it's not just the state. I mean, the taxpayers are very concerned with the priorities you have in the state to make sure that we fund our schools and fund our law enforcement and the other things that are necessary out there. The advantage we have here is twofold, and I laid that out. First of all, we already have a healthy long-term relationship with the facility that as we look forward will, in a relatively short period of time, the obligations on that will be retired. So we have funding streams that are all that folks have gotten very used to, making sure they're made available. So the fact that we have that and the work we did, over 20 years ago to put us in this situation gives us much more flexibility than we would other have, much more options than what we would otherwise have. I also said I thought that, we will be wanting and expecting, private investment to be with that. We're going to be partners here. And so the three things are, obviously we have an asset there that can be, is important financially. We have the need to have private dollars involved also. And also I think that this gives us even more opportunities to look at the great economic advantage, of what these facilities can do. We're bidding on NCAA Final Fours. We're doing a lot of things, and when you see the rebirth of downtown St. Louis and the investments that have been made there, and the the restaurants and condos and all the other things that are happening down there, we see this also looking at this from an economic perspective, that we want this to be protected an asset we have, which is being designated as one of the few NFL cities in the world, but also to have that flexibility and the ability to use these facilities in ways that generate spinoff, much more potential for spinoff economic activity.
And next we'll move on to John Firstborn with Fox 2 TV St. Louis.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
If one of those options consisted of building a new open-air stadium, say, between the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge and the current dome, would you be on board for something like that?
Well, I've got, like I said before, I've laid out the parameters. I've told these two fine folks to bring the options to me. I think we want to move beyond theoretical into more specifics. And in order to do that, I determined that the best way to do that was to task out the two most qualified folks in the St. Louis region to get into those details and see what the concrete options were. So other than in the framework I talked about on the financing side, they need to have private investment, need to have a good economic generator out of there. My mind is open to whatever the best options are forward. So I'm not blocking anything out.
And next we'll move on to Jeff Phillips with KY3 KSPR.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
Obviously, this is a St. Louis issue, but when you throw the weight of the governor of Missouri behind it, it becomes an issue for the remainder of the state. How do you plan to sell anything to the rest of the state, knowing that a great deal of the impact and the benefit is going to be to the St. Louis metro area?
Well, that's a really good question. That's why I think that the fact that the decision was already made, many years ago during the Ashcroft administration to have the state be a significant player in this and a 50% owner and of the existing facility, those folks that came before me kind of made those decisions that this was an asset to us and it was worth us as a state, because of the tremendous economic multiplier that comes off of the potentials that are here, that this is something that benefits our revenues throughout the state, quite frankly. And so, like I said, that decision was made many years ago by previous administration. And so the fact that we're now nearing the time period in which those obligations are coming to an end, it allows us just to continue at that same level while freeing up our options as to what to do to make sure that we have facilities NFL worthy.
And next I move to David Hunn with St. Louis Post Dispatch.
Hi, Governor.
Morning.
How much money do you think it'll take?
You know, like I said, I just think that until these guys have had a time to grind it down into granular and look at it and make their recommendations to me, I just wouldn't want to comment on that. You've got a number of options you can take. I have a lot of confidence that these two folks will bring a tight pencil to it. That's for sure. I mean, Dave Peacock has run a very, very major organization. Bob Blitz is as tough and as smart as any lawyer in the region, has significant experience in this area. I wouldn't want to comment on potential options because this can get complicated. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, especially as you're moving real estate around and you're using other economic development tools that already exist and you have other things, these deals can get somewhat complicated. But I think built on the pillar of getting a hard look at this, the fact that we're getting relatively close to retiring the debt on the existing building, saying that we need some private sector investment also, and that this has to have a return, a provable return for the region, other than just clapping on Sundays, Mondays, or Thursdays. I think under all of those, it's the right. Facing that situation before. Even when we didn't have a team, Governor Ashcroft and the legislature moved forward back then, and I think now that we do have the honor of having an NFL franchise, it becomes important to keep that brand.
And next, we'll move on to Ryan Van Bibber with SBNation.com.
Yeah, my question is, considering the first deal on the Edward Jones Dome that had the first tier clause and then the out clause for the year-to-year lease after 2015, it's something like that. I mean, obviously, it's hard to argue that the city of state got a fair deal on the Edward Jones Dome the first time. Is something like that going to be explored with the Peacock Task Force?
Yeah, I've not limited the options here, and I think looking at that existing facility is a key part one of the paths that you need to explore. It's not the single path to explore. It's not the only option, but clearly it's one in which there has been a good deal of work done already. Obviously in arbitration and whatnot, and it has led to that process has led to this. Date that was pushed forward of a decision date, by the Rams of that January 28th. So that's the construct of our 60 days to get these recommendations and options, and then move forward from there. So I think that it all fits pretty clearly in that way.
And moving on, we'll hear from Brian Kelly with KMOX Radio.
Yeah, Governor, one more. I noticed that in talking about this, you talk about St. Louis being an NFL city, as opposed to, sometimes saying directly that we're here to keep the Rams, that St. Louis will remain an NFL city. It may just be semantics, but can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I think that the standard is, the NFL has high standards, whether they're in New York or in Chicago or whatever. They're the preeminent sports league in the world. So when you're thinking about this, from my chair, certainly the Rams are the team we cheer for. Certainly the Rams are the team that are here. Certainly we're extremely, extremely appreciative of the investment that they've made here and the continuing effort that they're making to win football games, even in difficult times, and then the efforts that they're making. I should note beating both of the teams in last year's Super Bowl already this year. But anyway, so we're all, appreciative of that, but the point is, you have to in the world we're living in. You're not just competing vis-a-vis one piece here, because it's certifying us as a place that the Rams should stay and the NFL wants to do business. I just think it sets that higher standard rather than how do you do some sort of deal that is a some sort of short-term thing. I mean, this is a situation in which, you know, over 20 years ago, the state of Missouri, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, decided they want to be an NFL city. Not exactly sure, you know, which team or how that might occur. And because of that action, we have a team and we have Super Bowl and all that sort of Super Bowl trophy and that sort of stuff. So I think the reason I use that is not to block, not to be, you know, fancy here, but just to set the bar where the bar needs to be set. I mean, the bar needs to be set, not is this just some sort of deal, but do you meet a standard that can be sustained regardless of what happens on various teams now or in the future?
And next we'll hear from Joseph Strauss with St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Good morning, Governor.
Morning.
Governor, I was wondering, given what happened over in Kansas City a number of years ago to renovate those facilities and you know, at the time the Chiefs were saying they were exploring other options, is it fair or appropriate for the Rams to expect that same level of state participation, or do you see that as an apples and oranges issue here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs and the Rams are a little different. I mean, that, you know, you have a sports authority over there with two facilities, both the baseball and the football. And I mean, our involvement over there is supports some of that, but generally that is local tax revenue is the vast majority, and the county and the city have worked. They have a little more preeminent role there. We did have a relatively significant role in the Missouri Western training camp facility. We felt it was important to upgrade the facilities at Missouri Western, and that presented us an option to get the Chiefs to do their training camp there, which has been a wonderful opportunity for Missouri and for the Chiefs and for St. Joe, and got the facilities for Mo Western dramatically upticked up there, and Zerline was able to get focused, you know, or whatever. I just think that they're a little different, just because of the way that the dome was brought forward and the way that it is financed. So, my sense is it's just a tick different than what the Chiefs deal is.
Operator, we have time for one more question.
Thank you. And last question, we'll hear from Andy Strickland with KTRS Radio.
Yeah, Governor, a couple of questions here. First off, you know, how would you characterize your relationship with Stan Kroenke to begin with? And number two, how do you expect
very good.
The
I mean, as everybody knows, Stan and I were in college a long time. At the same time, we were in Columbia at the same time. I've played basketball with him. You know, I don't see him as much. He doesn't see me. I'm Governor. He's got a lot of things going on, too. But, you know, I remember sitting next to him watching Josh play Mizzou basketball. So, I mean, I consider Stan somebody that we've never had any challenges, you know, communicating, talking, or talking sports, our business. Although with him and me, it's more sports. Second question.
The NFL to react to your announcement today.
Well, I mean, I think the NFL will react very positively that we're taking proactive steps to make sure that we're moving forward here. We're not going to let we're going to be clear. We're going to be forthright, and I think that the caliber of the people I have making this, doing this, presenting these options to me are. I mean, quite frankly, I'm not sure you could find two better people in whatever city you were in whatever town you're in America to do this. I mean, Anheuser-Busch does a lot of advertising, a lot of work with the league, and understands it. And as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dave Peacock knows this stuff forward and backward, and has a stellar business reputation and an insightful mind. Bob Blitz, I don't think anybody doubts what a tough guy he is, and outstanding lawyer, and the fact that he has been involved with the RSA directly and his legal counsel, and been involved in the previous deal. I just think that the NFL understands we are very serious here. We are prepared to look at serious options to make sure we stay an NFL city, I think they will. I think they really respect the seriousness with which we are undertaking this next phase of this important enterprise.